On today's episode, according to the show notes, new guitar student, pocket sitcom.
Oh, stop it, dude. Stop. You're wrecking my game. Nah. Like, why should we even bother if you're going to do it like that?
Well, we do have some really awesome new music.
Here on Hometown Sounds. Oh, I'm so mad at you. Department. Actually, that's actually another Lickey Lee song. Is a cover of.
Yes, that was Bebo Baggins.
I know we're going to have a lot of happy listeners this week.
Yeah.
Damn.
So good.
Always.
That was Stay With Me, the retitled cover version of Little Bit by Lickey Lee, which was her debut single way back in 2007. That is the first track from a brand new free 3-song EP, which is called Love Songs for Tough Guys, and it's available for free on her Bandcamp page.
3 songs, and Drake is on one. It's not no sample Drake, but you know, it's kind of an underwhelming performance for Drake. I feel like we're just sinking her sails or something right now.
We did think really hard about starting the podcast off with Drake, because when are we ever going to have a chance to do that?
Yeah.
On Hometown Sounds? Pretty much never, but we liked this song much better. It's got that Bebo Baggins little
Spitfire
sweet rapping.
Rap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, when I was just thinking about, I saw a Block Party at the Virgin Free Fest thing several years back. And Kelly O'Kerkey, the singer, was wearing this Bowser shirt and it read Spit Hot Fire. And that's what that is to me.
Absolutely.
And actually, like, that's what my Facebook update would be whenever I was going to do karaoke, like those days. Spit Hot Fire.
Those are the days. So that EP also includes a cover of She's Got You by Patsy Cline and These Days by Nico, which is the song that features Drake. And there was kind of a lot of hubbub on the internet and Pitchfork and whatnot about that. But we really like that song. And it's the first Bebo Baggins release in a little while, since probably we featured her last summer.
Yeah.
So welcome back to the Hometown Sounds podcast. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
Yeah. And we got DC music for you. And what else we got, Tony?
So I'm starting with a new guitar student on Monday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's 14.
All right.
I found her on Craigslist.
Okay.
What can I say? I hope she's not an undercover cop.
Oh, jeez.
I'll be here all week. Nah, I'm not a creep, I swear. Like, her dad hit me up just the way that, you know, you'd expect getting music lessons for your kid.
Yeah.
So what you heard there, you may have heard a rim shot and drum fill.
Oh, yeah.
That is from my new favorite app, which is called Pocket Sitcom. And you can, you know, punk your friends whenever they do something funny.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh.
Hometown Sounds is quickly turning into Morning Zoo radio.
I'm down with that. I miss that stuff. I think that I need this app for meetings in the office. I think that would be highly amusing, because my meetings are really terrible these days. Yeah, see? You're going to have to work this weekend. Oh, no. So, yeah, clearly we all need to get this app.
Just getting back to my guitar student's dad really quick. Cool fact about him. His day job, he is a member of the Capitol Steps.
Oh, there you go. That's awesome. The a girl I went to high school with's dad was like one of the founding members of that. And this is weird. When I was growing up, we had cassette tapes of the Capitol Steps. And I listened to them to death.
I did too.
And there were songs that I didn't know what the original was. I only knew what the Capitol Steps version was. And I didn't even understand at the time, like, who all these political people were.
Me neither.
But I could still quote entire songs. It's pointless. Why is it in my head? But yes, so that's fantastic. But we also need some new music. So what do we got next, Tony?
Next, we got a track by this MC rapper dude by the name of Javier Starks.
Yo, most dudes be the man of your dreams like Fred Krueger, surrounded by snakes, stay stoned like Medusa. That's obviously a chump, mama, you in luck. I begin to cut, so serious I might need sutures. Frying over here, nah, the squad too thorough. Get love like the Knicks and the Yankees in 5 barrels. King when I'm on the mic, sling wisdom and oversight. Mini Dolomite, but I treat my women like Pharaoh. I never been a pimp though, I'm all for monogamy. Takes through the tangle, I study some choreography. We could put a dance together like Mike Jackson. You dedicated, no hesitation, I might match it. Nike should endorse the guy, just do it. Likewise, I don't try to shine like Black Buicks. You crave horizons, stretch like gymnastics. I put your heart on my back like Atlas for practice. Just to show you I'm serious, I write you some poetry. Plant you a garden, sing to you like flowetry. All you gotta do is say yes, and I'm going in. You play house, but never seen love like this, baby, don't pretend. If I shine, mommy, you shine. We could take on the world, you and Javi, Bonnie and Clyde. And just ride till the wheels fall off, and then we shift gears, open doors for you. Chivalry exists still, I'm dead serious. You probably think I'm lying, or you wildin'. I'm trying to see them islands, Galapagos. And anywhere that I go, you go too. Just as soon as I'm doing them numbers of Doku. When money isn't an issue then, she looked me in my eyes and said everything that you mentioned and I'm feeling in it.
Baby, you're the one. Baby, take me home tonight. Baby,
with my ex, what a beautiful mistake. And I need a man, not a boy anymore. Not a that will play me or treat me like a toy. I don't got time for games, I told her. I could be your man, I could be your soldier. We should run away, we should leave the coast. She said, we should tie the knot, we should just elope. I said, slow down a minute, yo, just stop. I can't quit now, I'm married to hip-hop. And it's in a bad state, a lot of cats is on the cash chase. Rap games deteriorating at a fast pace. You sound like the people on BBE radio. You should call in, I listen to them daily, yo. I told her I would, and that's why I'm on the phone now. Y'all the realest hands down, I guess I'm a fan now. I heard your beats and Dilla, you got so. We got a couple mutual friends you might know. I heard your last convo about the radio. My volume kinda low, my reception tryna play me, yo. I'm about to get disconnected, but one day I'll meet you in heaven and I'ma pay my respects then. Can you hear me?
Jumping up another notch.
Yo, can you hear me?
That's how we doing it. Broadcasting live from WBBE. You know how we do it. Special guest in the house. He goes by the name of Dave New York. Dave, we're talking about hip hop and radio. Dave, you at with it?
How do I feel about radio hip hop? I think it's whack. Most of the they play it straight garbage.
That was "Baby" by Javier Starks, which is a featured track from the new release. It is called Indigo Child: Deity with the D. In quotation marks. It is a pay what you want download on Bandcamp. It is a tribute to the late Jay Dilla, who was an influential hip hop producer, passed away back in 2006. And DC loves Dilla. I don't know if you know this, Tony. DC really loves Dilla. There has been an annual concert series, the DC Loves Dilla tribute show. And the last time they did one last summer in July, it was the 10th anniversary.
That's so much Dilla.
Yeah.
That's a big Dilla. God.
Yeah. So, and Javier Starks has performed at that. Also, in addition to his role as an MC, he is a role model for youth around DC and Baltimore. And he is kind of known for refraining from cursing in any of his music, his entire catalog.
That's really cool. Now, Paul, could you make anything out of those lyrics?
Well, I'm not really much of a lyrics guy.
I know that.
And so, yeah, that one, no. I could not really grab my hold of what that song was trying to tell us.
But the thing is, and I mean, I think that this is, you know, an unfortunate byproduct of, you know, biases and moods that we associate with different types of music. But, you know, there's something about rap and hip-hop that, you know, its history with violence and sexism, and it's often a very adversarial genre, the yeah. songs. And I did not notice, like, I would not have picked up on that the dude doesn't curse.
Right, because he's got the attitude.
Yeah, you know, he totally has the attitude.
And that's what you would expect from hip-hop that kind of sounds like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it's pretty awesome that he can go into schools and be rapping his entire stuff and nobody has to worry
no
about
edits.
It. Yeah, so yeah. That's awesome.
That's real cool.
This is his first release in 3 years after his full-length Radio Ready came out back in 2013. And also, one final note, this track was produced by Adam Turchin, who is a saxophonist out of L.A. who's known for working with Kamasi Washington and a little guy named Kendrick Lamar, who you probably have heard of. Even Tony has heard of Kendrick Lamar.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, you should listen to Kendrick Lamar, man. It's pretty good stuff. Everybody is. Everybody's going crazy for that guy.
So, and they have been for, what, like 3-4 years now?
Well, they went really crazy after his last album, To Pimp a Butterfly. People yeah. were really crazy about that one. It's a good one. You should check it out.
Thanks for the rec.
And now we are about to play a song that we have been very excited to play for quite a long time. This is one of our favorite bands in DC, pretty much ever. This is Fellow Creatures.
Smile. heart of a cynical man is a critic.
So great now that I can actually hear that song whenever I want, as opposed to having to go to a fellow creature show. That one has always been a highlight for me.
Yes. That song was called Breathe Easy, and it is from the self-titled debut full-length release from Fellow Creatures, which comes out on
April 6th.
April 6th, finally. Hey, you remember when we had Sam McCormally on the Hometown Sounds podcast last year when we were sitting at this table and we had him on and we were talking about stuff? That was good times.
It was a good time.
That was good times. And we were talking about that album, and now it is finally about to come out. That is, of course, Sam McCormally and Will McKinley Ward. In case you don't know, because there, you know, maybe there are people who are just brand new and don't know who Fellow Creatures is and don't know why they should be so excited about it.
Because they're just here because the Bebo Baggins track.
Yeah. Well, that's totally understandable. So they used to be in a band called Ugly Purple Sweater, and we all loved them, and they decided that it was a little bit restrictive, the sort of genre that they had grown into, and so they kind of jettisoned the whole band and formed a new band called Fellow Creatures and sort of fitted around some more musical experimentation. And I know that one of the early inspirations was that toy piano that you can hear in that track. They sort of found that, I think it was on maybe eBay or Craigslist, and used that in some of their songs, including that one. And it's been a while that they have been gestating this, so it's pretty exciting. There is an album release show on Friday, April 15th at Tropicalia, along with Kino Musica, and everybody should go to that. It's going to be great. I will say, I'm a little annoyed because I walked past Tropicalia. In case you don't know where Tropicalia is, it's right at 14th and U.
Primo real estate.
It's underneath the Subway sandwich shop. It's like subterranean, but it's a fine, fine establishment with some great murals on the walls behind the band, so that whenever you see a photo of somebody at Tropicalia, you know exactly where it was shot.
And it feels like a really cool electronic club vibe. It's really neat. Like and there's a lot of like stone and stuff all around. You know, it feels like a mini sort of like Euro club. You know, like outdoorsy in like Spain or something.
Right, and they have a nice balance, I think, between having bands and having DJs. Some nights they have only DJ things. Some nights they have only bands. Some nights they have some bands, and then they sort of segue that into DJing, which can be really fun. But I was super annoyed. I walked past it a couple nights ago. It was dark, and it was a Thursday night. And I'm like, what in the, why is a club?
Dark as in closed?
It was closed. The gates were shut. The lights were off. Nobody was having a good time there. And I'm like, you have prime real estate, an actual club, a functioning club with alcohol and music at 14th and U. What is your reason why it is not open? And I just went to the website. They don't actually have any events until April 12th, and then the next one is the Fellow Creatures show. This weekend, nothing. Nothing. What is? There are plenty of bands that are playing in people's living rooms that I think would enjoy playing on a stage such as Tropicalia.
I don't know, man. Some of those bands, they're stuck on those house shows. That's where the cred is.
I know. It's totally true. So anyway, my point is that Tropicalia should do more stuff.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
So one question that I had for Fellow Creatures about this release is that there is a 6/8 time signature like running through so much of this album. And, you know, for anyone not music inclined, it's like, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. And that was very much the case also on Breathe Easy. So I thought I'd text Sam a question about this and, you know, see if he had anything to say, any response about this. And he did. But, you know, rather than, you know, me reading a quote, like a text from him, we're going to bring it to you via a voice actor. Well, it's actually a piece of computer programming.
Yes.
But all right. So here we go.
Interesting observation. I think a big part of it is that it leaves you a lot of polyrhythmic options. You can feel 6/8 as two dotted half notes, 3/4, 4/8, etc. There's a lot of Afropop that takes advantage of that fact, and we were listening to a lot of High Life and Ethio Jazz while working on Fellow Creatures.
There you have it.
Thanks, Sam.
His words?
Someone else's voice. And if you want to hear more from both Sam and Will, you should check out the Chunky Glasses podcast. Our friend Kevin runs that amazing podcast that discusses music in much greater detail than we do here.
Today, while we're recording, he's interviewing Laura Gibson and made her a big old kale salad.
That's what you get when you get to be on the Chunky Glasses podcast. So I got to be on the Chunky Glasses podcast, helping him interview Fellow Creatures. We did that a few weeks ago, and that is going to come out very soon. And it was a really good conversation, and I hope that you all enjoy that and enjoy Fellow Creatures.
And enjoy this next band.
It's called Brushes. Whatever Again, the title track from the new EP by Brushes, which is a new project from guitarist Nick Amway. This band features a lot of familiar names that we love, like Tommy Sherrod, Zach Rothman, Nick Dupre, Sean Barna, and Baby Bri Bri, whose band The Apologist Nick Amway regularly plays in. This is a 7-song release. What is that even? It's like, it's not really a full-length album, but it's not an EP either.
Yeah, I feel like EP, you top out at 4 songs.
Maybe
like that.
5. I feel like a 5-song EP is okay. But 7 is like, I feel like it's like in the writing world, right? We've got novels, and then we've got novellas, and then we've got novelettes, and then we've got short stories. And like, we need more of that in the album world. Or we don't. Nobody needs to care. Anyway, it's called Whatever Again, and it's out now on Bandcamp. And also, if you are a super hipster, you can purchase the cassette tape via label Odessa Madre. They just played a release show this past weekend with DC Expats, the Nighttime Adventure Society. But you've got another chance to catch them at Songbird on Saturday, April 23rd with the North Country, Wilder Maker, and Richmond's Big Mama Shakes. I think that's going to be a pretty awesome show. I hope that Brushes puts on a really good show because they have a lot of really talented musicians. It's in a way similar to Baby Bri Bri.
It is. That really fast, straight-ahead guitar.
Yeah. And a little, like some of the songs on the EP are kind of loungy in a weird way. This one was sort of one of the more up-tempo numbers, but there's some good variety on that whole EP. There's really good stuff. Who do we got next, Tony?
Oh my God, I am beyond excited. We're going to have a big talk after this one, after we play this song.
Yeah.
This is a track from Teen Suicide. Oh my God!
Thank you.
a question for you, Paul.
Yeah.
Where did that song not go?
Nowhere. Everywhere.
Teen Suicide is the band. Living Proof is the track. It is the lead-off number from their recently released 26-song album. It's a big, joyous celebration. Let's Stir the Honey Pot.
That is quite a title.
26 songs, and it is fantastic. This thing is going to be garnering all kinds of year-end of lists. It's great. Project of a guy named Sam Ray. The whole album is this really sort of genre-hopping lo-fi business. Hey, if you like bands, like Waves, Gotta Have Voices, Aerial Pink's Haunted Graffiti, they're like those, but as opposed to Aerial Pink's Haunted Graffiti, a little less intentionally gross.
Well, yes.
This is the last release for this band with this, admittedly, by them, by their own admission, a very bad band name. And yeah, it's almost comically bad, truth be told. But
yeah,
but what can I say? I think there is a really bright future for this guy and his band whose song's beauty lies in the dull backdrop of these lo-fi recordings.
Yeah.
It is really excellent. So they are apparently from Silver Spring. I think the guy, Sam, lives in Columbia, just because I can creep on them. Facebook pages, it tells you where posts are being posted from.
Well, if you've turned that on.
But they played 4 shows in 2015. 3 of them were in Baltimore, so I think maybe he has some more connections there. And it just kind of made me think about, like, what does home mean to this guy and some musicians who don't have a presence in the community that they purport to be from or occupy? You know, they're actually playing with Say Anything. Say Anything. That's crazy. At the 9:30 Club on Tuesday, May 17th with a couple of other bands. And the pairing is intuitive in the sense that, like, you know, like Say Anything, there are these, you know, genre hopping. But unlike Say Anything, it's a little less dramatic. It's a little less heavy handed. Although, I mean, I think the sentiment of exploring mental illness and, you know, depression and stuff like that is also there.
Yeah.
And by the way, that album is $5 on Bandcamp for 26 songs. Bargain basement, people.
26 songs. That's crazy.
There's a band who's putting out a new record in like the next week. It is $10 for what, like 8 songs?
Oh, it's 10 songs. It's at least songs. $1 a song.
Okay.
Yeah. But still, this is a bargain. Yeah.
So I hope you love that. I love that. This whole record is fantastic.
Highest recommendation from Mr. Tony. And that almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. So please go on the social media and click the like button or the follow button or whatever you do on it. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, it's all at Hometown Sounds. The website is hometownsoundsdc.com. We play music videos there. We post podcasts there and occasionally other fun things. Check that out. The email address is dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. If you want to drop us a line and let us know about your favorite DC music or your favorite DC music podcasters. But really the important thing is for you to support the musicians you've heard on this podcast by buying their music
and seeing them play live
all around town. The last song on today's episode is by Go Cozy.
And one of the shows that Teen Suicide played last year was with Go Cozy.
So we just made that pairing after they made that pairing themselves, because we are cool like that. The new album by Go Cozy is called, let's see if I can say this, Glazio? Glazio?
I'm going to go with Glazio.
Glazio.
Glazio, it sounds like it's getting into like Mandarin.
It's out April 8th on Babe City Records, and Babe City Records has gone with the whole shebang with digital, CD, cassette, and limited edition vinyl.
Available in 2 different colors, actually.
That is correct. I do not know which one is the more valuable, the more important one. But they also, and this is a little thing I don't think I've seen anybody do before, there is a promo code that you can use that waives the shipping costs of the physical media and allows you to pick up the release at the album release show on Saturday, April 9th at the Rock and Roll Hotel.
That's cool. It's like a Starbucks app for your vinyl.
Kind of, yeah. Just buy it and pick it up at the show.
Front of the line.
Yeah. That show features the El Mansouris, the Sea Life, and Philly's Spirit of the Beehive. Go Cozy is Homero Salazar, Andrew Jovich, Maria Sage, Ryan Witt, Andrew Bazila, and Hayes Dowdy. That's a lot of people. And this song is, I think you're going to think it smells like The Cure. Because I think it smells like The Cure a lot. And that's a good thing. The Cure's coming back, by the way.
They're coming back.
Yeah.
So is GNR.
Oh, God.
Who have some bizarre banners at metro stations, like above escalators going up and down.
I do not think that Guns N' Roses needs to advertise this show at all.
Yeah, they could sell out Jiffy Lube live in a heartbeat.
People are excited about Axl and Slash playing together for the first time in 23 years. Wouldn't you be? No, I'm more excited about Go Cozy.
I miss Buckethead. You remember that guy?
I do remember Buckethead. That was a weird guy. He was a good guitar player, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever, man.
It's all good. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Paul.
See you next time.